Nesse vídeo você vai poder testar o seu listening e praticar o seu inglês com um inglês tranquilo de entender. A gente vai falar aqui de forma mais calma nessa série que vocês estão amando aqui no canal. E vão aparecer perguntas aí na tela para você responder. Mas hoje, como vocês estão vendo, eu não tô sozinha, estamos falando de uma conversa em inglês. Who are you, my friend?
Well, my name is Rodrigo Norato. I'm an English teacher. I'm from Belo Horizonte, here in Brazil. Like English in Brazil, right? We speak it. Well, I love to travel and I love to teach, speak English, and eat pizza.
Me too. Então, o Rodrigo, ele é professor dentro do English in Brazil, que é o meu curso completo de inglês. Se você quiser conhecer esse curso, clica aqui no link da descrição, porque a gente tem aulas de conversação toda semana. Você vai fazer aulas com o Rodrigo, aulas comigo e com todo o nosso time. E a gente tá te esperando lá dentro, tá bom? Ok, Rodrigo, so tell me about yourself. Oh my God, it sounds like a job interview.
Sounds like a job interview.
Okay, so how... Shaking right now. Yeah, I'm testing you. How did you learn English?
Well, okay, so I started learning when I was a kid. Just like every kid in Brazil, you have those regular classes at school. You learn the verb to be. You learn how to count from 1 to 10.
And then the verb to be again.
And then the verb to be again and again and again. I learned the animals, colors, you know, things like that. Until I was 17, I had never studied English before. That was only the school stuff, the regular school stuff. So right after that, I started listening to music. So I was always listening to hip hop, you know, rap music in general. You know, I love, you know, Tupac and Eminem, 50 Cent. So I was listening to that and I wanted to sing the songs, but I could not sing them because I didn't know them. I didn't know how to pronounce the words, but I found out that my listening was okay. So I could hear and I could repeat what I said, I mean, what they said in the song, but I didn't know what I was saying. So it's just like this. For example, just to give an example, I have a friend from Croatia. He came to Brazil and he taught me a song. It was just like this. Meniniko ukres nemore. And it goes that way. I forgot. Yeah, so then I could repeat and he was just like, oh man, you sound just like a Croatian. But I don't know. Until today, I have no idea about what the song is about. I don't know. I really don't. So I did that with English. And then when I was 17, I had a chance to go to school, to an English school to study English. And I fell in love with it. Right away, I was just like, wow, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And then I started doing it. I started studying every single day. So I was the type of guy that would sit around for 8 hours reading a book, doing exercises. So I was the crazy guy. So I was like the nerdy type, you know, sitting around reading books, doing exercises.
You can see the result. Look at this English.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, so then right after that, I started like tutoring the other students. So my coordinator saw some potential and she was like, well, maybe you can become a tutor, helping the students from the basic one level, the very first level. Now I know it was the A1 level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the A1, A2 level. And I was probably a B1 at that time. And she was like, well, you could be here teaching the kids and teaching, you know, the teenagers. And I helped them with the homework, workbook in general. Then they gave me the opportunity to bring something extra to these kids. And I was like, okay, so since you want something extra, I would like to bring hip hop, you know, because this is the type of music I listen to. This is what I bump to when I'm in the car, when I'm on the bus, on the way to school and stuff. And I started teaching English through hip hop music. The kids loved it. The teenagers were so excited about it. So we had a good time.
And it's funny because, in my opinion, you started the hard way. Because yes, hip-hop for me sounds very hard to understand.
It is.
And I think I did the same with some rock music, you know, some types of rock music.
Like Hanson?
Yeah, like Hanson. It's very hard to understand them. And nowadays, I know why. It's because of their accents. So you know Hanson? People who have been following me for a long time here, they know the story. But it's a band from, it was very popular in the year 2000, I think. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know the song? It starts like, now I know they say, you have so many relationships in this life.
Oh, that's what?
Yeah, but it made
that's what? That's what y'all say?
Yeah.
I didn't know about
it. But they say like, it's meaningless being this life, only one to last. And it was very hard. So I also started the hard way.
The hard way. Yeah. And look, believe it or not, I've been a teacher for 20 years now.
Me too.
I don't understand everything, okay? So don't even...
You don't?
Yeah, no, I
do.
Don't.
Well, I'm joking, I don't.
She good. But yeah, sometimes when I listen to, you know, rock and roll, mm-hmm. most of the time, I just don't know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just go like this, man, is my listening bad?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, it's like...
I feel the same. And, but do you think it will ever become more natural for us, like listening to anything in English?
I don't know.
Because our English is really good.
I mean, yeah,
and
it's just
we
like,
work with it like every day. I don't know why.
You know, funny thing is just like this. I love to travel, right? Mm-hmm. So every year I try to go to a different place. And usually I talk to people in English. It doesn't matter where I go. If it's China, Australia, the United States, Croatia, it doesn't matter. I speak in English with them. I understand everybody.
Me
I communicate
too.
With everybody. I don't have any problems like listening to, you know, like you're on a subway
mm-hmm.
and you're listening to
people
you know,
talking.
The person yeah. like, you know, when that little voice comes up and then you just go like, hey, you have to change trains.
You know what I have
that.
To do?
Yeah, like I know what I have to do, you know, you just do it. But when it comes to music, I don't know, does it happen to you? Because, you know, when you're listening to something and then always there's that student that say, teacher, what is he saying here?
Together.
We gotta check the lyrics together. Like, no.
Let I me don't. Just show you how to yeah. look up. It's funny. I two songs come to my mind. Let's see if you can relate.
Oh.
The first song, like newer songs. You didn't have to cut me off. I never understood. And I was like, what is this? And then when I read the lyrics, oh, it's so obvious. Make it like it never happened and then we were nothing. Easy.
That's like.
And then the other one is by Harry Styles. The song is what if I follow you? Do you understand this song?
No.
You don't know this.
I don't think
it's like I'd walk through fire for you.
Oh.
Just let me adore you. I would never understand. I'd walk through fire. It was just like, walk through fire. I could understand fire. Just fire.
Okay.
But not the rest. Walk through fire
for you. And you know, it's interesting because when this happens when some of my students are listening to me. So I always use that as a strategy now. Go like this. Hey, we're going to listen to the song. And then I put the song up. You're listening to it. And I say, okay, do you understand it? My students go like this. No, I don't understand it. So the second time I help them. Say, look, I want you to look at me while you're listening to the song. So I'm going to sing along. So he was listening to Eminem, for example. And then it says, have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested. And then that's what he said.
It's so easy now.
So it's not only about English, because my student can understand everything I say. Whenever I say it, they just understand it. So it's not about not knowing English or knowing English. It's not about this. It's about something else that I just can't put my finger on. No, like that.
But
I
think,
know.
Well, if you know the answer or maybe you've read about it, just let us know in the comments. I'd love to go through it, you know, to do some research about it, because maybe it's because they're looking at your mouth too, because they're seeing how your muscles move. I think this is important too.
Yes. But I've asked myself that question too.
But they can see Eminem singing too.
And sometimes, yeah, they can see Eminem singing. And sometimes I was just like, just listen to me singing. So we played a song together and they are listening to me and say, oh, now things make sense. It's not about the lips. It's not about it.
Okay, so tell me, what's the hardest song you've learned how to sing? Like the fastest or hardest song.
Okay. Well, it was not actually the fastest, but it was the hardest for things to make sense. This song is called Mo City Done, not very famous in Brazil, by a very local rapper from Houston, Texas. His name is Zero. I'm sure you never heard of him.
Of course I have.
Oh, you have? Okay. All right,
I'm
cool.
Joking
just
again.
Sing that
oh
one. Yeah, so Mo City Done. Mo City Done, it has, you know, a couple bad words in it, but it goes like this. For example, he said, slow, loud, and banging, all in my trunk. Trunk full of funk, I ain't never been a punk. I blow on skunk, I blow on doja. Military minded, I'm a soldier. What is he talking about? Slow, loud, and banging, all in my trunk.
trunk full of funk. I ain't never been a punk. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't sound like English to me. Oh, it sounds like English, but things don't make sense.
Exactly. So I could not really...
Okay, funk, skunk, but what is he talking
about?
Yeah,
it was like Doja, funk, skunk. It was like, what are you talking about? And he goes very like this. Slow line banging all in my trunk. Trunk full of funk. I ain't never been a punk. I blow on a skunk. I blow on Doja. Military reminder, I'm a soldier. Out the streets of the Ridgemont Bowl. Not no I said still ain't a letting know every day of the year. I pimp my pen and I get my point clear. Why n****s wanna talk down? I don't know. I gotta take a trip to Acapulco from the fold with my fofo on my side when I ride with it to do another homicide in a pine box when I'm gone. What? I was like, okay, that was a hard song, but the problem.
Okay, I'm impressed now. If you wanted to impress, like, that's okay, you did.
But the problem was not the, you know, pronouncing that. Mm-hmm. As I told you before, it started when I was a kid.
And you are very good at it. Yeah.
So I just pronounced that, but I was just like, what am I singing? Mm-hmm. What is the message in the song?
Blow a skunk.
Blow a skunk. Well, I'm...
You don't know yet.
Correct me. No, correct me if I'm wrong, but skunk is a type of drug. Mm. So when you blow on something like that, so you smoke it. Mm. So you blow on skunk, or you blow on marijuana, I guess, like Doja. It's another name.
A doja.
Marijuana, weed, you know, all of those things you guys know, the 420 type of people. Not me. By the way, I was like, not me. But yeah, so that was the hardest song to learn. Mm-hmm. That was very difficult.
Well, in my case, I'm not so much into hip hop. I'd love to learn some words, but some songs. But there's a song by Ed Sheeran there. It has the kind of a hip hop in the middle. This club is ablaze. I saw flames from the side of the stage, and the fire brigade comes. And in a couple of days, But when I learned it, I was like, "Whoa, I can do this!"
Yes.
You remember I posted a story about this, a reel.
I don't remember exactly.
This club is ablaze. I saw flames from the side of the stage, and the fire brigade comes. In a couple of days, until then, we got nothing to say, nothing to do, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until the roads are changed, singing we found love in a local rave. Now I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I could just figure it out and hope and pray.
You sound like Eminem. You're better than the black guy.
I know.
You're better than the black guy in the video. Eminem. You're good. Nailed
you're it. Good. That was good. But let me just make things clear here. I had to practice. It wasn't easy. And how did I practice? I don't know if you do the same. When you hear us like doing this, you were like, oh my God, it's impossible. It's not impossible. If you go little by little, like one sentence at a time. Okay, can I say this sentence? Yes, I can. Can I say this sentence in this speed? No. So try to say it until you can. And then you move to the next phrase. And that's what I try to do. Because I wanted to, just for fun.
Yes, I do exactly the same
thing. As a challenge, you know?
Yes, there is a song that's a challenge for y'all. I've been practicing this for about a month or so. It's called Miami by Will Smith. It's a very nice song. Even remember that. But it's hard. But he said something.
Is it a new song? Or
no, it's a very old song. Back in the day when he was a rapper, you know, when he came out of West Philadelphia. You know, just like in the song, like, West Philadelphia, born and raised in the playground, man, spent most of my days. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. The old Will Smith. So he came up with that song, Miami. Well, check it out. Try it. It's a nice challenge.
I think you could upload a video on your channel reacting to this song, or maybe teaching them how to sing this song as a challenge.
That's something we can do.
What do you think? Don't forget to follow him, by the way. Tell them about your channel.
Well, okay, so I have a YouTube channel as well. It's called Teacher Rodrigo Norato, but you can also find that as English Black Friday. You just go there, type it in, and follow me. Subscribe to the channel, watch the videos. I've got a lot of stuff over there.
And he talks a lot about Black English too. He talked about it on our podcast episode, the one that we recorded together for Speaking in Brazil. It's here. I'll leave it in the card right here. What is Black English? Just for those who are just new to this topic, they don't know about this.
Okay, if you don't know what Black English is, Black English is also known as AAVE. That stands for African American Vernacular English. That's the variant spoken by Black Americans. Most Black Americans in the United States speak a variant that, you know, like sometimes when you close your eyes and a person speaks and it just goes like, he's Black or she's Black. You know that thing? That's the variant they speak. you know, the vocabulary is different, grammar is different, sometimes the structure, the syntax is different. A lot of specific slang terms used in, you know, many parts of the United States, you know, that came from Black community.
We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now, so you can run and tell that.
But I've got to say something. I'm faking my accent right now.
You're, why? Because you speak Black English? That's what is that no. What you mean? No.
Well, actually, I'm British.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about it. Yeah, he's not Brazilian.
No, yeah. I'm not.
Not?
Born and raised in London. Back in the day, when I came to Brazil for the first time, I've had a great time, so I've got to come back. So here I am, and everything I said was just not me. This is the real me, the British guy.
Of course, yeah. Of course. So this is his British accent. So
terrible, right?
You do sound British, but it's nice to approach this topic. And it's nice that you're doing this British accent. It's a fake British accent, just for you to, yeah, just to make sure you are all on the same page.
Disclaimer, because otherwise we're going to have comments down here. That doesn't sound British at all. I am British. Okay, yeah, I'm just playing around.
Yeah, he's just playing. Relax. Okay, relax.
Just chill, man.
But it's interesting that you mentioned this topic of accents, because nowadays, learning how to understand different accents is a very important skill.
That's right.
Because we're not going to speak to Americans all the time. We're going to speak to British people and most importantly, non-native speakers all the time.
That's right.
And that's why we need English to connect people, right?
Last December, I was in New York City, the United States of America. Only people I didn't talk to were Americans. Like, I talked to Arabic, Israeli. I talked to, like, a lot of people from Brazil, a lot of people from Argentina, you know, different countries. All of them with different accents, but all of them communicating in English. So I was just like, man, this is incredible. How come you are in New York City? I know it's a cosmopolitan city. You talk to people and you go to a store, the guy's not American. I know you talk to someone at the subway, like at a subway station, and this guy is from Ghana. This guy's from, you know, different places around the world. So.
Yeah, the same happened to me when I went to Toronto, which is another big city. It's funny because I didn't talk to many Canadians there.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah. There were people from all over the world. So you were doing the British accent, like one of the British accents, because we know there's a million British accents. So can you give us a tip on how to do the British accent, or even for people to understand, you know, better the accent? What's the main difference between British and American accent?
Well, okay, there are a couple of things that are very typical of some specific accent. Let me use that in Portuguese, for example. I know that people in Manaus, Pará, they say deish with the sh sound at the end of this number here in Portuguese. I'm from Belo Horizonte, so I say this, this. It's not even with the diphthong, which is deis. We say this.
Me too.
This.
And here in São Paulo, people say 10.
How do you say this number here in Portuguese?
I say 3, because I'm from Rio Grande do Sul.
And then I say 3 with the diphthong, so I say A.
How do you say it?
Let us know.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I say 3 here, the Paulistas think it's 13. 13? No, 3. And then they say, oh, 3.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. So nobody talks about Belém or Manaus when they talk about the sh sound.
They think of Rio de Janeiro.
They talk about Rio de Janeiro. They speak of Rio.
Or even Santa Catarina. They say, people from Floripa say.
Yeah. So they have the British accent is the drop of the R. Instead of saying door, they say door. So the R sound is just dropped. You are not going to pronounce it. Open the door sounds more like open the door, something like that. Then you have the T as well. In American English, when the T sound comes between two vowel sounds, weak syllable, we change that T sound for a flap T sound, which is the ra, ra. Mm-hmm. The same sound that we have in arara, para, paraíba, ra, ra, ra. Instead of saying water, we say water. For agua, right? So say water, water. But the British people, they pronounce that T, the strong T. Like they say water, water. Or they say something like the drop of the T, which is the glottal sound, the glottal sound. Instead of saying glottal, they say glottal. So instead of saying water, they say wa. water. So
o inglês da Deli, que muita gente
yeah, exactly.
Ela fala you assim, know, water.
Tomorrow.
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 It's tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
We talked about music before, saying that I understand everybody when they were talking, but when they sing, I don't understand. With Adele,
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't understand when she speaks, but I can understand when she sings.
Man,
yeah.
I understand her song. She's like, because I say fire to the rain. Huh?
So no easy. But then she's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
But then what, say, what Adele, talking? I really love your song. What do you have to say about your song? I've got to say something. It was marvelous.
But so that's sort of why I'm sort of like, I go out for dinner a bit more now. But like, what's the worst that could happen? Nothing.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Exactly.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
And, well, we talked about the African-American vernacular English, but you haven't given us an example. So okay. Can you give us an example, maybe example sentences?
Well, usually in African-American English, we don't say the I sound very, you know, the round I. You enunciate everything. So you just say ah. Ah.
Even for eu?
Yeah, just like, I told you.
I told you.
I told you. We don't say, I told you.
Which is not wrong, okay?
It's
we're just
not.
Describing. Describing.
just describing. I told we're, you, that's Eminem.
Oh, yeah. I'm becoming Eminem.
Yeah, but look at this. Just the way you say, we're just describing. To me, in my natural way of speaking, I have to force to say like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't say describing.
You're more African-American now?
Yes. For my natural accent, I would say I was describing. So I make the ah a little longer, and I don't say I. Instead of saying, I have to ride my bike, I say, I have to ride my bike. I have to ride my bike.
I have to ride my bike. So it sounds very artificial.
And depending on the musicality of it, you sound like the Southern people.
Mm.
So instead of saying, I like to ride my bike, for the black people, it would sound more like the, I like to ride my bike. But the Southern people would say, I like to ride my bike. It's a little longer and a little bit more nasal like that. So we have some similarities between African-American English and Southern accents in general, like Texan accent, Alabama, Mississippi.
Plantate this plantation. We're running low on greenbacks, and we're having problems paying the people who give us the seeds and the dirt. We can't pay.
You know what? I think we could talk more about the African-American vernacular English on your channel. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Então, se você quer ouvir mais sobre esse vernáculo, né, que é esse Black English, então você vai ter que assistir o vídeo que a gente gravou pro canal do Rodrigo, gente. Porque aqui a gente já chegou nos nossos 20 e poucos minutos de conversa, infelizmente,
porque foi
rápido aqui, né?
Yeah, so how was that? Did you guys understand?
Tu não vai falar português pro pessoal não ouvir tua voz em português.
Yeah, because I told you, I'm British.
Yeah, I told you. Ó, me conta aqui nos comentários se você conseguiu responder as perguntas. As respostas estão todas no comentário fixado aqui, viu, gente? E não esqueça de checar a descrição também, porque eu e o Rodrigo temos vários trabalhos juntos aí. A gente tem o curso de pronúncia juntos, a gente trabalha juntos no English in Brazil. Então, a gente quer muito que você melhore ainda mais o seu inglês, porque você vai ter isso aqui com a gente.
That's right.
Prática guiada, muita paciência e muita imersão no inglês aonde quer que você esteja. A gente se vê no próximo vídeo. Rodrigo, thanks for being here. I was gonna say thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching me here. Like,
well, thank you very much for having me. I'll see you guys on my channel too. Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. What does it mean? I don't know. You'll have to watch his channel. See you.